Hello and welcome to today's show. On the show today, we'll talk about how Mears has come up with a replacement for Disney's Magical Express, sort of. We'll also talk about the announcements made regarding Disney California Adventure's new Avengers campus. We'll talk about the details and the date that it will open. The Happy Haunts at Disneyland's Haunted Mansion have done a little home improvement, and we'll discuss those changes and additions. And we'll also talk about a new centerpiece merchandise location coming to Epcot and the return of a fan favorite soda location. We'll also talk about what Disney things have us excited these days. And if we have a chance, we'll get to talk about Captain Minnie, the Disney Wish, and a gigantic milestone for the brand new ship. All this and more from locations around the state of Florida. This is the Diz Unplugged. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 1123 for April 13th, 2021. My name is Denny Sunderley, and I am joined here at the virtual roundtable by Diz Senior Editor Jackie Gailey.
Hey, everybody.
Executive Producer Craig Williams.
Hoy.
Associate Producer Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
And we are so glad that you are here today. And guys, thanks for coming along here at the virtual roundtable. And as always, we just want to remind you that we are sponsored by Dreams Unlimited Travel. You can show your support for the Diz by booking your next Disney vacation with the experts at Dreams Unlimited Travel. Head to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com to request your free, no obligation quote today. And just as a reminder, they can help you as much or as little as you like with the planning of your vacation. That's always a really good thing. If you are a super big planner, you can still be a super big planner. We're also sponsored by Magic Candle Company, who is one of the leaders of theme park and resort inspired scented products. So check them out at magiccandlecompany.com today. Use discount code DISNEYINFO to save 15%. And they are still doing their free domestic shipping, which is pretty incredible. So head to Magic Candle Company, discount code DISNEYINFO. All right. And always, 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 if you're enjoying the show, please consider liking it and hitting the subscribe button to all the channels on the Diz Cavalcade of network or network of channels, or what would you call it, Craig?
Pass.
Pass. All the videos. Just hit, you know, like an elf when he hits all the buttons on the elevator. Hit all the buttons for us too, please. please consider doing that. We would love that. So how are you all doing this week? Are you doing okay?
Fantastic.
Can't complain. I've got a little bit of a sunburn yesterday from the parks, but it was a wild, it's been a wild weekend in weather for sure. That's something to say, right?
Yeah. It has. We had hail and chilly temps and a whole lot of rain and everything else. But I'm glad you brought your video up, Craig. If you're out there and you're wondering what the parks are like these days, definitely tune into what Craig did yesterday in Animal Kingdom. You'll get a feel for that. And you hit some log jams, kind of, sort of, in the park yesterday.
Oh, boy, I did. Yeah. Not because of the weather. So, because I know there was reports that there was, like, trees down at the parks when we were having all those terrible thunderstorms rolling through. But these were log jams because of people, not because of pine and palm and oak and I'm running out of trees that I know the names of. It's been crazy. So but you know what, it's Florida. That's what our state motto is.
You never know what you're gonna get. That's what it is.
As
we always do, we have a ton of news to talk about. And so we are going to head over to news anchor Jackie Gailey at the news desk.
Yes. So the first news story that we have is kind of an exciting one, I think. We don't have a lot of detail, But a new Direct Express airport to resort service has been announced for 2022. So Mears Transportation Group, the transportation leader in Central Florida, announced that they are going to be starting their service between the Orlando International Airport and the theme parks and resorts beginning January of 2022. They are calling the service the Mears Connect. And of course, it's in response to the overwhelming demand and inquiries by future guests to Orlando's theme park and resort areas. Earlier this year, as we know, the announcement was made that Disney's Magical Express would become a thing of the past after the end of 2021. And as you might expect, the internet collectively lost their entire mind, which, you know, I was part of that too. Even though I drive, I have a lot of family. As you guys know, I'm from Seattle. So when my family flies in, they always use the Magical Express and we all meet up and it's very fun. And I thought, oh gosh, what are we going to do? So here we are. Mears Connect is going to offer the same safe and reliable service that the company has provided for decades. And they're initially going to operate between the Orlando International Airports and resorts in the Walt Disney World area. So what we don't know yet is we don't know if there's going to be a charge at all. So that's pretty much the biggest question that everybody's got is how much is it going to be? So unfortunately, we don't have that news yet, but guests can begin making their reservations for 2022 dates in May of 2021. And they also did not provide a date that those reservations will be able to be made. They just said May of 2021. So we're not sure if that's going to be May 1st or after. Mm-hmm. So we will definitely keep you posted the minute we hear anything, but that's what we know as of right now.
What do you guys think about this new option, you know, being offered by Mears? What does it sound like?
A cab?
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Winner, Rhino.
I mean, I want Mickey's to be on. It needs to be Mickey. Like, I don't want a yellow and black bus.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be hard to license the characters. I mean, it's possible that Disney could let them license them, but I doubt it fully. I personally, you know, I think it's still a great option to offer because, you know, ride shares, they're as people are vaccinated and feel more comfortable getting in strangers' cars again, it's going to be more commonly used as it was pre-pandemic. So I think that will still be a big impact on how people are coming and going from the airport. And I think it's going to get a decent amount of use. It's just, even if it's not the most magical thing in the world, like the Magical Express was, at the end of the day, it's going to be a transportation offering that you can either choose to use or you don't have to use it and you can find something else. The best type of services are when there's lots to choose from, because then you can make the right choice between what's good for you, your family, your budget, and really price it all out. And so it was not a surprise that they were going to make a service. I think that it's going to be around $50 a person. If I had to guess for round trip service, that seems about as fair as you can get without starting to like really go over the top. But it's going to just be good for people coming down here that they still have plenty of options on how to get to the Magic and then back to the airport so they can go home.
Absolutely. What do you think, Rhino? Other than it sounds like a taxi. Any other thoughts?
You're still muted, Rhino. But it's
my dog was barking. Excuse me, and not figuratively, literally. I mean, somebody's got to be taking advantage of that, saying that, hey, we have a service, or we have a workforce of people that we can have stationed and on the ready to go, because we know that people are flying in to go to this one major location that we have here that is essentially the spine of the Central Florida's like economy. And it just seems like if they weren't going to do it, somebody else could do it. Anybody could do it, really. I mean, right? Couldn't they? Does it have to be Mears? I mean, theoretically, it doesn't have to be Mears, right? Like, another company could come in and say, like, oh, this is a great idea. Why don't we do this for like $10 cheaper? Right? Am I wrong?
I don't know how many other bus companies do like airport travel. Like, Greyhound's not going to decide to just jump into the game for a second, but I will
listen.
Buy a bus and start driving on the side.
Let's pool up our money. I've seen some old school buses. We just do it old school. We'll make sack lunches for everybody, yeah. Pass them out in the brown paper bags. We'll be fine.
Hey,
no, but
vintage 1970 Bluebird school bus is what we need.
Oh, okay, Mrs. Partridge.
Yeah.
Yes, I just leave the kids alone.
Happy.
Now I just have a, I think I love that. You. What am I so afraid of? I mean, do we, I'm sorry, I might've missed it. Was there a price attached to this yet? Did you already say that?
Not yet. Unfortunately, okay. Not yet.
So do we, like, taking a Lyft or an Uber from the airport to like a Disney resort, that is probably about like $50 or $60, right? Is that what we said? $50?
Yeah, something like that. It can always surge price, though, so it can be
right. That's the thing. I mean, the traffic in Orlando is horrible, so it's most likely going to be surge pricing when you're landing at some point during the day. But I'm just thinking, you know, like I don't know. I don't care because it's not a service I really use, but I do understand that people need it. And boy, do I wish that we had some sort of green sort of transportation, whether that be a train or something like that. But I understand that is nobody's who's in charge's priority. So it is what it is. Whatever. Keep less cars off the road. Works for me.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Keep more cars off the road, not less cars.
Yeah. More cars off the road. Less cars on the road.
Less cars on, more right. off.
Yes.
Jackie, you already said that you'd be sad if Mickey wasn't on the side of your bus. What else do you think about?
I would.
He's wrapped in a minivan right now.
I want a minivan. I actually want one of those because I think they're the cutest things.
It would be perfect.
You know, yeah, they just, I mean, Disney's Magical Express just has such a ring to it. I want there to be something equally magical sort of go along with it, you know, with some Mickey ears. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a licensed Mickey itself. It just needs to have a little bit of pixie dust somewhere in there. But I also want to mention that one of our site sponsors, FL Tours, they offer Orlando transportation from the Orlando airport to the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. And for when cruising happens again, they offer it to the Disney Cruise Line port in Port Canaveral. And unlike Uber and the other, you know, rideshare programs, they offer prearranged reservations and a complimentary grocery stop on the way to your resort, which is really, really cool. Mm-hmm. So I just want to kind of let people know that. And if you visit our site, wdwinfo.com, you'll find the information for FL Tours under the transportation link under Walt Disney World. So,
and their FL Tours is one of the longest running sponsors of the Diz. They're one of our oldest partners. So, and it's something that has been used, like Pete has used them over the years, loves them. So, and they have like, they just have different modes of transportation for you, like different vehicles from, you know, large to small and everything in between. So definitely look for them. My one thing about the whole Mears Connect thing is I used to, when I was coming down, I used to say goodbye to my luggage at BWI and then I would see it again in my resort room and I didn't have to worry about it in between. When we used Magical Express, it would just magically, actually, when we would pick that up at the airport, that's when we saw them. Forgive me. the other way was out to Port Canaveral for the cruise, and it would appear in your room. But needless to say, I didn't have to like mess with my luggage a whole lot. And I would imagine I'm going to have to mess with my luggage more here using this. And so that's just going to be a little bit of a pain, I would think. Just the luggage component, you're going to do a little bit more lugging of it, I would imagine, with mirrors. But it does kind of sound like a taxi. And I don't know. We'll have to see. We're going to flesh this out. And as like Jackie said, when we get more details, we'll let you know. Jackie, news story number two.
Yes. So here we go with news story number two. The Avengers Campus has an opening date at Disney California Adventure Park. And we have some more details. So Avengers Campus is officially going to open on June 4th. So not with Disneyland's reopening on the 30th of April. I know there was some buzz a month or two ago that Avengers Campus was ready to go, done. Of course, we couldn't necessarily verify that, but it was just kind of some rumory buzz.
I think Ken Potrock had said it or something like that, right? He said like it was ready to go, but then it was somebody else's decision that it wasn't going to open with the park.
Oh, okay. I missed that somehow, or I forgot, because you know, forget things.
So many details, so many things.
Yes.
Jackie, how dare you not know everything about everything at all moments in all time?
So rude.
Cut her feet.
Not to.
Yes. That's it. No, don't cut her feet. I'd miss her.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I know. There's so much coming at you. Memory. It's one of those things. So, okay. So we've got Web Slingers. Now, fans of Spider-Man, you are going to go crazy for this attraction. It's the first ride-through Spider-Man-based Disney attraction, and it's going to feature Tom Holland, and he is going to invite guests to try out their own web-swinging techniques, which should be really cool. So from the pictures that we've seen, the renderings, it looks pretty amazing. There's going to be Pym Test Kitchen. And that is a food innovation science lab where food and drinks tell a story. So that should be really cool. One offering on the menu is going to be an impossible plant-based dish that features large and micro meatballs with pasta. So we've got a picture of that up on the site. It looks pretty.
Yeah, I chose not to include the picture on the live stream with it because I can't go around just glorifying a giant meatball as innovative.
Yeah.
But
that's just a good meatball.
Yeah,
that's a good
cutting
meatball.
Edge.
Oh, what does the wedding singer think about a meatball?
That's a good meatball.
Hold out your hands.
Oh my gosh!
Sorry, Jackie. Back to you.
Exactly. Really go ahead, Jackie.
It is beautiful. No, it's perfect. It's all good. If grab and go shawarma is more up your alley, though, there's going to be a shawarma palace food court, which is kind of cool. Sounds kind of intriguing. I don't know how to say, is this Tanalir? I don't know how to say the name of this tree.
Mm-hmm. No, you said it right.
Did I? Okay. So they're going to offer an eclectic array of bites and Terrans for humans. Terrans are humans of all ages. So
it's Soylent Green. Yeah.
Okay. See, and you
made it sound like he was serving humans. No. That was a joke. I'm sorry. You made it sound like... So that's the joke. Silent Green is people, but that's not from this movie. I didn't mean to confuse you, Jackie. I'm so sorry.
No, it's good. It is all good because, you know, this is the thing. So I have this long list of Marvel films that I need to watch so that I can understand and wrap my head around all of these things.
Yeah.
And I'm not very far down my list. So I just, you know.
Jackie, what have you been doing, Jackie? I mean, my goodness.
You haven't memorized all Disney announcements. You're not watching movies. I just don't even know.
I know. Do you have more details for us, Jackie?
What I'm doing with all my time over here. So, yes. So throughout the Avengers campus, superheroes are going to come to life in more exciting ways than ever. You might have heroic encounters with Iron Man, Captain Marvel, Black Panther, Black Widow, Ant-Man and the Wasp, the Guardians of the Galaxy, Thor, and evil villains like Loki, who are going to be making their first appearances at the theme park, which is kind of exciting also.
Loki is not. Going to be a- I mean, sorry, I didn't mean to jump in. Loki has made appearances at California Adventure before. I think it's Ant-Man and the Wasp have not. And there's another one in there too, but I just didn't want people to jump on you because you know how the internet is.
I do. I know. They always are. They're like, I want to be first in line to critique a title or to critique something somebody said. I appreciate you looking out for me because they're, you know, that's sometimes everybody just doesn't know everything. And it's not that they're intentionally trying to, but some of whom are making their first appearances at the park. So that's how I should have said it. That's how it's written here in this story. So, and then there's going to be an interactive ancient sanctum where Dr. Strange will teach guests the mystic arts. And if you have a chance to visit Avengers Campus when it opens, just keep your head up as you might catch a glimpse of Spider-Man himself gliding through the air, which is also kind of cool. And then we've got a video up of some of the, just one of the videos that Disney put out, just official video that shares some of the, you know, little bits of the Avengers Campus and what it looks like now. So check that out on the site. Looks like it's going to be a really cool space.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. What do you guys think? And now, okay, this is now the Marvel chat segment of today's show. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I mean, I think it looks great. I'm not necessarily like surprised by any of this because I feel like they've been fairly consistent with updating on the progress of this and how everything was going to look. And so I don't know that this announcement had any surprises because I it's just cool to see it like now having like literally taken shape and like it's in its physical form and seeing it. And I'm very excited. I'm excited to see it. I love that there's a lot of food over there. I like that. I'm very excited to explore the Pym test kitchen, because I think they originally said it was like a microbrewery was the thing that they were having fun with it. So like some food shrunken down, some foods like blown up and like all that sort of stuff. And obviously I'm excited for all those characters because I was fortunate enough to be at California Adventure. I think 1 year D23 took place while they were doing the Marvel, Marvel Summer of Superheroes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so like I got to see Doctor Strange, like Loki, Thor, you know, all these characters like walking around in the park. There was Black Widow had like a show. I've seen Black Panther there, the Dora Milaje. Like I can't wait to see the Wasp. I can't wait to see their like costumes and walking around like that. And like I just love that. I'm hoping they're always there. Always. And then I know Craig, you also wrote a story about there could potentially be a Groot that's walking around too.
That is correct. Yeah, we don't know if it's specifically going to be for Avengers Campus, if it's just going to be one of those things where it makes an appearance at like the opening media event, because eventually they're going to do that. I don't think they're doing it when it launches for guests, but eventually they'll do some sort of ceremony. I don't know. Maybe they will do it right away. But at the end of that little parks presentation that happened virtually last week with Josh D'Amaro and Kevin Feige, if I even said his name correctly again, I always double check myself on it. But anyways, they showed off right at the end of a video. It was like a little clip from Inside Imagineering, and it was of a little walking Groot where he was wearing his Ravagers costume, and he was still he was kind of in that same vein as the other living character initiatives that they've done in the past, Lucky the Dinosaur, Muppet Mobile Labs. I believe that's what they're going for. So it would be cool to see something like that walking around a theme park, but who knows if it will ever come to be.
That would be absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Jackie, do you have any other thoughts?
I don't, but I think a little baby Groot walking around would be the cutest thing in the world. Oh my gosh.
Well, and Craig, you brought up the in your article that you did regarding the walking Groot, you made mention of Remy, which the little Remy animatronic that used to be at Chefs de France was amazing. I wanted to take him home with me. And just sitting there and having a conversation with him and how animated he was. That was Remy right there on that platter with that cheese and those grapes. Like, it was amazing. So to have something like that would be incredible. And since he's in his little Ravager costume, I mean, just there's nothing sweeter or better than that. I can't wait to get out there and when it opens, it's going to be, you know, as of right now, only for California residents for understandable reason, but cannot wait to get out there and explore that when we are able to do that as residents of another state. Because I can picture, like, the music is playing in the background, the soundtracks of all these epic adventures that we've watched on the big screen. And now we get to step into that story. Like, all right.
I can't wait for the merchandise. The merchandise. Come on. Like, they talked about, like, I know that people are like, oh, merchandise. But they come up with, I think when Mission Breakout opened, they've had some of my more favorite, like, t-shirts that I bought and stuff like that. And there's always fun stuff in there. So I'm hoping they come up with some, like, fun, creative, cool stuff, you know? Because a lot of times the Marvel stuff that you find in and around stores here is for kids. So I want the adult stuff now.
You got the big kid stuff.
I think for me, the most exciting part of Avengers Campus isn't what's opening with it. It's what it can potentially lead to in the future. Because I'm not pumped about this Spider-Man attraction. I just, you know, I'm sure it'll be okay, but I don't think it's going to be overwhelmingly great. I love a good character interaction, but it's also not really what I go to Disney for. So that's missing a lot for me. And, you know, again, food, awesome, drinks, awesome. But it's, you know, I'm not going to always just go into California Adventure and be like, I'm only going to Avengers Campus because I love the food throughout that entire park. There's only so much to eat when you're in Disneyland. It's not like I'm just going to be going to that one place over and over again, but it's just the first step in how they utilize Marvel in their parks. And hopefully the Avengers e-ticket attraction still comes one day and that hasn't been cut with budgets or anything. And so while I'm not excited for the land as it necessarily is right now, without having stepped foot into it, I'm excited for what it can become in the future and what it means for Disney and Marvel together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and one other thing, speaking of the characters, I'm excited that it sounds like Doctor Strange is going to kind of get to have his little interactive moment with kids again. I got to catch when he came to Hollywood Studios very briefly years ago, and he would teach some of the kids who gathered. You'd never know when exactly he was coming out. You just kind of had to hang around the area. And he came out and he taught the kids the mystic arts, just how to different spells. And it was just the most charming character interaction. So I'm really excited that that'll be coming, it sounds like, at least in part, to DCA. So super cool. All right, Jackie, we've got to talk about our happy haunts.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Disneyland again, you guys. So the Disney Parks blog yesterday afternoon, kind of late in the afternoon, they shared. So we knew that the Haunted Mansion was not going to reopen with Disneyland, but we didn't know what they were doing. And now we know. So there's some new magic that has gone into the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland in New Orleans Square. So what Disney Parks blog said is that ghosts have been updating. They've been busy updating a few elements in and around the estate. So there's been new landscaping details added to the site for our dearly departed pets, and they represent their stories beyond the grave. So there's some additional little figures and tombstones and landscaping. It's really cool. We've got pictures on the site. Inside, a keen eye will notice a few design embellishments along the portrait hallway, including the return of an old, perhaps familiar face. One of the mansion's original portraits, known as April to December, once again graces the hallway. And as you step closer to your doom buggy, you'll see the lovely young woman aging before your eyes. And it looks really cool. We've got a video that kind of highlights some of the handiwork that you can expect to see when the Haunted Mansion reopens. And it looks really cool. So pretty exciting stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. What do you guys think of some of the updates that are coming to Haunted Mansion out there?
I think it's cool. I mean, I'm on for whenever they tweak and they add and plus up stuff. And so the cat, I think, is the thing that seems pretty interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I think what is really awesome about Disneyland with Haunted Mansion is that they're able to keep finding these ways to bring back in, you know, the past of the attraction, but making it fresh for a new audience. And so, like, mm-hmm. back at the start of the 60th anniversary, when they brought back the Hatbox Ghost, or right around that time period, like, that was a way to just inject new life with this attraction. And people still lose their minds over seeing Hatbox Ghost. And now this is just another step where it's not that giant takeaway from what the attraction is. It's still the ride that you know and love, and all of those core elements are still going to be there. It's just you get something new to appreciate with it without just completely throwing away the history that was there. So it pleases people who are in that camp of, I don't want to ever see anything changed, and then once it does, I don't want to see bad changes. Like, it's one of those updates that's just it works for everyone. I don't know how you can be upset with it, and makes me more excited to get back in and see Haunted Mansion out on that coast.
Excellent. Jackie, what do you think?
You know, I have a special place in my heart for Disneyland's Haunted Mansion. I really just love it so very much. And I'm excited that they're making some tweaks to it. And it's been many, many years since I've been on that attraction at Disneyland. Gosh, I don't even know how many years it's been. It's been a lot. And because the last time I was at Disneyland, I didn't get to ride it. But I'm excited to see it. I can hardly wait. And I hope that some of the changes that they make out there, I'm hoping that they bring some of that to our Haunted Mansion here at Magic Kingdom, because I think it's cool to just share some of the, there's a big, big history with Haunted Mansion. There's a lot of details, and I love what they did with our queue here, but I want them to do some things to the inside, like they're going to do at Disneyland. So, but I'm excited to see it someday.
Well, and I love what they did in 2007 with the updates to our Haunted Mansion, just the addition of the Escher stair room, all of that, including the queue, like you mentioned, Jackie. There was nothing that was added for that refurb that I went, I don't want that. No, thank you. And just gauging from social media yesterday after the announcement, people are really, really excited about that. The replacement, or the, you know, that they've brought April to December back in, makes people super, super happy. So whatever makes the Uber fan really happy about a Haunted Mansion in Disneyland, that's great. That's a sacred, in my mind, that's sacred. Like, that's the Haunted Mansion. That's something, you know, if you're going to do something to it, make sure it's right on the money. I've actually never been on it, because the one time we went out to Disneyland, when we finally got out there in 2018, it was the end of August. And so they had already closed it to put the holiday overlay in. So I'm looking forward to getting out there and actually visiting during a time of year when I can go on the attraction. So
the nice part is I am still in the camp that our Walt Disney World version is actually superior. And it kind of is. I think just as a ride in general, it's a little bit better. But
wow.
you can, once you go and do it one day, you can let us know if you were missing something all along. But
well, you and Michael on Connecting with Walt, you've had some moments where you've really done a deep dive into the Haunted Mansion and really looked at it and the history. Like you guys over the years have touched on the history here and there of it. Mm-hmm. So go look up Connecting with Walt if that's something that y'all want more details on, for sure. Listen to that.
Excellent plug, Danny. Excellent.
Yeah, thank you. Excellent. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm trying. All right, let's land this plane, Jackie Gailey.
So we have one more, and this time we're back to the East Coast at Walt Disney World, Epcot to be exact. There's going to be a new centerpiece Epcot store reopening in the place of Mouse Gear. So they announced last week that the centerpiece merchandise location for Epcot will no longer be called Mouse Gear, but Creations Shop, and it's going to open this summer. Creations Shop will boast a bold, sleek design that creates a perfect showcase for the rich variety of items you'll find as part of your Epcot experience. The merchandise location will feature natural light, bringing the outdoors inside. The vaulted ceiling will feature what appears in the artist rendering as teak, and a large mural of Mickey Mouse will be featured on one of the merchandise location's focal walls. Imagineers took inspiration from Mickey as they designed the whimsical space, which is always my favorite. Guests will find nods to him throughout the shop, and original artwork will be featured throughout the space as well. And for even more fun news, across from the Creation Shop, guests will find a reimagined Club Cool hosted by Coca-Cola, which will debut this summer as well. Guests will once again be able to sample Coca-Cola drinks from around the world. And we hear that new magic will be added to the space as well. So, good stuff.
All right. So
Beverly's cousin, Miranda.
Hello, Miranda.
All right. So what do you think about Creations Shop, guys? What are you thinking?
I think it's a stupid name.
It's weird.
I don't like the name at all. Yeah. It's mm-mm. weird to be like, oh, did you guys go to a Creation Shop? It feels very flat. I keep wanting to say Creature Comfort. It doesn't have that alliteration. Yeah. It doesn't have that pop when you say it. Like, it feels like somebody scribbled this down somewhere as the type, like the prototype name. And then they like got mixed up and were like, we announced the wrong one. That's what it is now.
I just don't care.
A placeholder. What? Huh?
I don't care.
I don't care, because let's be real. What's going to end up happening is this is going to be the same exact merchandise that is found in the other shops. At this point, Disney might as well go extremely unimaginative with it and just put gift shop on and just leave it. It's like, why Creations? Like, it's so dumb. I don't care about it. I get like, love it. You with Mouse Gear, you love the interior. You loved how there was the kinetic energy up above, how it smelled like diapers,
like a diaper.
There's so much good happening there. Like, this is just, this is World of Disney 2.0 almost in a way. And it's just all the same crap. If you don't like it in Epcot, go take a bus to Disney Springs and shop at World of Disney. You don't like it there, go park hop to Magic Kingdom and buy the same crap in the Emporium. There's so many options for you to find the junk you want in a different shop that has a better name and a better aesthetic.
That's a perfect tagline, Craig. Junk. I love that.
Yeah.
Mouse crap? Is that mouse what you said?
Junk. Plenty mouse junk. Plenty of places to buy the junk you want. Most magical place in the world. Yep. What were you saying, Jackie?
I'm kind of with Craig on this one. The name is, it's weird to read it because it doesn't sound like what the name should be. Mouse Gear gear is
worldly possessions.
It's a little strange. Creations Shop is a bit of It's just kind of awkward to say. I
magical
love
packages.
Magical t-shirts and all sorts of things. I enjoyed Mouse Gear. I loved the soundtrack. I love the moving hand and the gears and everything. Like, it was just all one really cool, cohesive, whimsical theme. But now as things change in Future World, and Future World is no more and morphs into something else, I know it's supposed to reflect what's gonna come of it. I hope it knocks our socks off. I hope we roll in there this summer and go, oh, I get it now. I know why they've named it Creations Shop rather than something else. But for me,
it's where
the
human
big
life
part
was created.
Yeah. There it is. There it is.
They are reviving the old Making of Me movie that was shown inside Wonders of Life, and now you're going to see it in Creation. So for all those curious kids out there wondering how mom and dad made you, well, you're going to find out this summer in Creation.
Right here at Epcot.
Yes. There'll be a parental warning on the door before you walk in,
but
just in case.
I mean, Club Cool, I'm glad that's coming back. It's been a travesty that my feet have not had to stick to any place in Epcot now in how long? A year? Like, I'm very much looking forward to just walking around hearing that squeaking and stickiness and also kind of a smell, if we're just going to be perfectly honest. It's
like farts.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. We need more places that smell like farts and diapers in Epcot.
Oh, my
you guys
goodness.
And your smells. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Yeah. I can't wait for Club Cool. That was out of left field. Say it again.
I said, I call him like I smell him.
Yeah, that's true. You do. Yeah. I can't wait for Club Cool. Can't wait. So glad it'll be back. And that was, there was much rejoicing over that on the internet. So that was a lot of fun to see.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jackie Gailey, for reading the news. I appreciate that.
You got it.
Housekeeping. Anybody have any housekeeping for today?
I have housekeeping.
I'll just plug the Patreon site, as always, the Diz Unplugged, patreon.com/DizUnplugged on there. Different tiers open up different things. You know, the $10 tier, you get some exclusive videos and posts and stuff like that. And so it's been around for a while. You've heard us talk about it for a while, but it's out there. I'm just throwing it out there because we talked about so many other things. I feel like I got to throw that in there too.
Yeah. What tier do you get fears?
Tears.
The Tears for Fears tier. Yeah. I am working on that one.
Okay.
If only there was one.
I was trying to think if there was a number that could rhyme with that, but there isn't really, is there?
Cool.
Cool.
Club Cool.
That's the Club Cool tier.
Jackie, do you have anything?
That's the jazz tier.
So you guys are so funny.
Stupid.
It's really
I'm sorry.
Hard to concentrate on anything.
I have just brought up Adam Sandler, farts, and diapers this episode. I am a child. There is no question about it. I do not know what is wrong with me.
Well, it's a really good thing that, to your guys' right, there are two moms who have raised boys. And so we already
it's all
know.
Good. Yep. Par for the course.
Exactly. It's, you know.
No biggie.
So what I want to show you guys, no biggie at all. It's just one of those things. So in my Magic Candle Company box last month, I place orders periodically. I don't get the subscription box because I want to choose my scents. But there was a surprise in my box last month. It is a Pirate Life pin. And some of you may have seen the new ad on our homepage that shows you that Magic Candle Company now makes magic pins. These pins are priced at $7.95 for those of you who are pin collectors. And just a little off-the-cuff comment that I want to make is, you know, is the packaging for Magic Candle Company and their logos of their scents are really cool. And it's, I mean, I, in my opinion, obviously, but I think that they're fun logos, and I love how they are, I love the creativity with them. And so some of these pins are just really cool. Now, obviously, they're not official Disney pins or anything. So they're not, you know, you won't be able to trade these pins with cast members that you see at Disney. But if there's, you know, a particular scent that you are fond of or a particular logo that you're fond of, you can get that in pin form. And the great news is that code Disney Info will save you 15% on your order on the pins too. So
very cool.
That's that.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Anything else in housekeeping before we move on?
I'm going to give a shout out to our friend Allie. She has been sending in the timestamps every single week here for the chapters on YouTube, if that's how you watch it. If you listen to this, then you know you have your 30 seconds ahead, 15 seconds back. But Rhino just left. Okay. but Allie,
I want to show something that Allie sent me for my birthday.
That's yeah, she has been sending the timestamps every week. So I just wanted to give a big shout out to Allie. Thank you so much. It's making a ton of people happy who have been asking for timestamps for and chapters for years and years and years. I don't have time to watch the show back. And so she has been taking care of that. It's been a huge help. And I just wanted to say, appreciate it. So it's you're doing the work that I should probably be doing with my salary, but I'm not.
Thank you, Allie.
She made me this power line, the awesome water bottle. Yeah. That's amazing, too. I love
that's
this.
Awesome right now. Aww. Very cool.
So cool.
Matches my shirt awesome today.
It does. And your Funko next to you as well. Too cool. It's an ensemble.
It's a choice for sure.
It's a choice. It's perfect. All right. Moving right along. We're going to talk about real quick some things that we are interested in, some Disney things that have got us really excited right now. We want to share this in an effort for you all at home to be scribbling something down, adding something to your must-do list. Maybe that you would want to do or eat or see next time you're here at Disney, or if you're watching Disney Plus or surfing the internet. So who wants to go first?
I can go first if okay you want me to.
Go for it.
Yes. I didn't fall for it yet. So you might have been watching, basically for the last, I don't know, since before Christmas, I've been doing the shopping videos, because I can't, I'm unoriginal and will just continue to do the same thing over and over and over again. So I just have been going into different merchandise locations to do just like walkthroughs and point out stuff that I think is cool and then check the prices and talk about how elaborately and insanely priced most things are that I find. But I am excited because I haven't fallen down this rabbit hole just yet, but it looks like I probably will now. There are some new Wishables that have just been released, and they are Guardians of the Galaxy themed. So if you don't know what Wishables are, they're $10 a pack. There are four that are in a blind bag. And if you're watching the video, the four are Groot, Gamora, Star-Lord, and Drax. And then there is one in the series, because there are five in a series, that you can just buy straight out. And lucky for me, it's the one that I wanted the most, which is Rocket. So, but I will most likely be trying to get Star-Lord and Groot as well. But I haven't seen them in person, but I have had someone, Erin, sent me a photo that she saw them at one of the resorts, I think. And then my friend Jill said that she was basically at Disney Springs the day they like put them out. And I was like, oh gosh. So I have a little appointment in my calendar to go and try and get it on Thursday. So we shouldn't be spending more money on plushes or anything like that. But if you could see the display that's on the flip side of this screen that no one ever sees, because it's in front of my window over here, is just like my Marvel helmets that are up here, along with my little like Disney Infinity things. But there is quite a little like I have Star-Lord's helmet, and then all these little like star the figures and stuff like that. I love the Guardians of the Galaxy, so mm-hmm. I'm a big fan. Mm-hmm. That you know, awesome. So I obviously was like, okay, I'm falling for it now.
Just falling for
that's it. Well, and the Wishables are so much fun. You just never know. I mean, you can sit there You can sit
there.
Oh,
I'm going to fondle the
bag
like crazy.
Yeah.
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 So
you have to.
I don't follow Wishables, but is it similar to Vinylmation in that there's a big market for it on eBay, where if you just want the specific one that you're looking for, that you can just go and buy it on eBay and save yourself potentially extra money of having to keep buying these things over and over again?
I have a gift certificate.
So I'm not worried about it too much, but
what is this? That's the 1960s? I've got a gift certificate.
I have a war bond I'm cashing in. actually that is a great question, but I don't have a choice because of the gift certificate.
Just call it a gift card.
Gift card, gift certificate.
Awesome. Are they not called gift certificates anymore?
No, I don't.
Am I talking
years.
Like, oh no, you're right. They are gift cards.
It's all good.
It's fine.
It's all good.
It's fine.
That's awesome. Awesome. All right, Craig, what Disney thing do you have going on right now that gets you happy?
Well, I need to bring it up. Everyone was in chat was getting all antsy when we were talking about the walking Groot. They were hoping that we would also speak about the lightsaber. So I feel like that has to come up. And just to preface this, no one that is watching this right now, or sorry, not watching this, no one in this panel right now that you are watching has seen the lightsaber with their own eyes. So it's more just talking about it and the speculation and everything going on with it. But of course, during that same panel I brought up earlier, that was the virtual parks panel, Josh D'Amaro, at the very end of saying his goodbyes, he was wrapping things up, you know, given what's still left to come is, you know, we're still working on stuff, and then takes out a box light device and fires it up. And it appeared that a real lightsaber actually was made and by Disney and Walt Disney.
Cut his hand off and everything.
And he said, yeah, it's real. And so when we say real, though, what we mean is actually retractable. And because that's been the one thing that hasn't been really accomplished ever before. And that picture, if you're watching this on YouTube, that was something he posted on his Instagram back in the when the parks were closed. That's not the lightsaber in question. Disney has created a fully retractable lightsaber that they're not quite ready to show off yet. And so the patents that have been around for a couple years now basically showcase that it's essentially a tape measure like device that can be flung out and then also retract back in. And as it's making its way out, you will also have the lighting elements, LED strips going with it. So it creates the lightsaber look. And it's like the patents for it sound great. And obviously they're not quite ready to completely show it off yet, as Scott Trowbridge from Walt Disney Imagineering shared on Twitter a lot of questions today about whether the lightsaber that Josh D'Amaro revealed today was real or CGI, and whether I'd share photos or videos. Says yes, it was really real and not yet. So we will at some point see it. We don't know what capacity we'll see it in. It might be something that you can actually buy and take home one day. It may be used for Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser for the lightsaber experience. You just don't know yet until they're ready to share more details. And I'm so bummed I didn't get to see this. I'm going to tell the truth. Only Jackie knows this, and I think I told Carly too. I was in the panel and watching it, and they released the Avengers story. And so then, of course, I'm flinging off onto social media to start posting about it and changed my window.
You weren't looking at the screen.
I wasn't looking at the screen. And I hear the chung light up. And I'm like trying to find my mouse to click back to it. And I hear it's real. And I click back and it went to black. Right as I clicked back over. So the Groot I did see. At the very end, I saw him walking along, but I completely missed the lightsaber. And I have been trying to mentally deal with this for the past week now. It is devastating for me. And I know we're going to see it one day. So I don't, it's like, it's one of those things I can't get too upset about. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But as a Disney fan, like, there's been a couple moments where I've had these chances to see something that's like once and then you never see it again. Like the Disney or the new Fantasyland dragon. Like I was, that was my first event I worked with the Diz on. So I saw that with my own eyes, and there's been other things I've seen once and then never again. And it was a bummer. Well, and I'm like not trying X-Wing. To like brag on this one. I'm like, I'm trying to say like how embarrassed I am still for myself that everyone who's watching it is like, yeah, it was real. It was amazing. I don't know what to say. And I'm like, I don't know what to say either because I did not
see
it.
You were in the room where it happens.
And you weren't looking.
Yeah, but it was tough, but that was really neat. So I can't wait to see what it looks like in the future. And just without rambling on too much, I just want to throw this out there. I did it in my live stream last Monday at Disney's Hollywood Studios. If you're not watching Mighty Ducks Game Changers on Disney Plus, you need to start immediately. It is better than Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I'm just flat out saying that. It is not WandaVision. It's not better than WandaVision, but it is, I think it's actually one of the better shows they have on right now. It is so entertaining. It's funny. It's heartwarming. It's not a show that is catering towards kids. It's actually, it almost feels like it's more for the adults who grew up with the show to watch it with their kids versus some of the reboots that Disney has done, like the Boy Meets World one, where that was for little kids, but then kids, yeah. The parents wanted to tune in every now and then to see the characters that they knew and loved, but they wouldn't watch it weekly. It's really great. I suggest checking it out. Craig out. Bye.
Craig out. Do you have to have seen the movie? Because I've never seen Mighty Ducks. And
yes.
What?
I know.
You have to watch at least.
Do you have to have all three? Should I be watching all three? Because I've the first one I didn't want to start the show till I rewatched the first movie specifically. Because I was like, okay, this because it looks very similar to the first movie. But then I'm like, should I just watch all three before I watch the show?
Yeah. I mean, definitely watch one and two. That's for sure.
I know some characters from the second are going to.
Yes.
They already showed the press photo that some of the kids come back and some of the kids weren't in the first movie. They were in the second movie. Yeah. So
I'd watch one and two. Honestly, you can watch three, but three is the Godfather three of the Mighty Ducks
Coach
trilogy.
Gordon Bombay is barely in it.
Yeah, it's not a great movie. It still has entertaining values to it, but just watch one and two and then start Game Changers. And maybe if you're like, oh, I have time for a movie, then I'll watch three on the side. But you'd be fine with just one.
The movies are all on Disney Plus too, though, right? Mm-hmm. I own them. I didn't like check for that, but I assumed.
It's all on Disney Plus. You can watch the Minnesota Miracle Man. Emilio Estevez.
Bless his tipped heart. All right.
Tipped his hat to me.
Emilio.
Bless him. Well, that's our homework for this week, for sure. All right, Jackie, what are you excited about?
And she's muted.
And we're muted. She's like, and
absolutely nothing.
Scene.
You guys, okay. I am so excited about Cinderella Castle. So I know that I was probably the only person on the face of the earth to be excited about the pink castle, but I thought it was pretty and I knew that there had to be more plans for this castle, right? And every day or every other day, every few days, we get new embellishments added for the upcoming celebration, 50th anniversary celebration of Walt Disney World. And most recently are those giant gold swirls around the turrets. And I just love them. I love them. So I think that they are just gorgeous. And I love how they are, the ends of the ribbons are just in the air. You know, like somebody just wrapped those swirls right around and they're just as they land, like a gorgeously wrapped package. And I just think that it looks so beautiful and I can't wait to see it. So we're getting ready to head down for our anniversary later this week. And I'm pretty stinking excited to see that castle. So it just looks so beautiful to me right now in the pictures. And I'm excited to see it in real life. I can hardly wait. Look at that. The picture that Craig's showing right now. If you're not watching, you won't see it. I'm sorry, but you might have to tune into YouTube to see, because you can see that two of the turrets have these gold swirls on them already. And of course there's more to come, but you can also see the draperies that they've put on that have been there for a couple of weeks now, and they just look beautiful. So I'm really excited. It just looks all dressed up and absolutely gorgeous.
Go ahead, Craig.
I was just going to jump in and follow up with what Jackie was saying on that too, is that, you know, part of the enhancements is also the building surrounding Cinderella Castle as well. And so like the one building that's right behind where the Cinderella statue fountain is, like that finally got its fresh coat of paint all the way through, and it is shimmering, shining. It looks fantastic. And you know, the carousel was one of the first things to really get that gold leaf plussing up, and happy to report that they finally did finish it. So all the way around now, all of the gold leaf has been added to the decor around all of the photos. It looks just so incredible and amazing. And I'm not a huge fan of the castle color scheme still, but I think everything they're doing with the enhancements, just really letting that gold pop. It's the golden anniversary they need to. I think it's all going, mm-hmm. it's all going in the right direction.
Absolutely. Well, and Jackie, I remember the initial conversation we had about the turrets, about the ribbons around the turrets. You mentioned that you were hoping that it would be like, the kind of the pixie dust that swirls around the Disneyland Hotel Sorcerer's Hat. And it totally, that's what it harkens back to for me completely. Yes. So
me too. I get those vibes, and I have how the ribbon just ends right there. Nice. And it's just in the air, separated from the turret. Oh, I just love it.
That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. Yay.
I'm happy.
That's a good thing. Real quick, for my Disney thing that's making me happy right now, although maybe I'm not so happy now because I've eaten my last bite of them, but I might have to make more. So in Saturday Snacks this past Saturday, we had, it's nothing bragging on me. It's everything on the pastry chefs at Ghirardelli who created this recipe. We did Ghirardelli's classic brownie recipe. And sometimes we get a recipe for Saturday Snacks that is like adjacent to what is served in the parks or at Disney Springs. This is smack dab on. No, spot on the Ghirardelli classic brownie, and it's easy peasy lemon squeezy to make. And I was telling Jackie earlier today, even before I had breakfast this morning, I had a bite of the very last brownie, and my husband has just gotten home from work, and he's going to find out that I've eaten the last bite of brownie.
Uh-oh.
And I'll know that he's going to be happy. Sorry, babe. So, but I need to make another batch of these brownies. So super, super simple. If you want to invite a little Disney snack magic into your kitchen and have these amazing brownies in no time, head over to wdwinfo.com and scroll down to find where Saturday Snacks is. And you can have chocolatey amazingness in your kitchen in no time as well.
Yes. I made them last night, I just have to say.
That's so great. I love it.
Yes.
I love to get, I love those moments where I get to do a little happy dance in my kitchen where it tastes exactly what you have in the parks or at Disney Springs. So, and that was fun research to be able to go over to Ghirardelli and try a brownie of my own. That was perfect. So, anything else from anyone before we wrap the show up?
No. There was just one news story that Jackie just sent to our group, but we don't need to talk about it. We can talk about it next week. It's a fun one. it's a fun one because it includes the Disney look guidelines being updated.
Oh boy!
Full length beards to your knees now.
No, and I don't know if all the details on it because tattoos, visible tattoos.
Oh, I see. What? No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
Jeez, that removes a big stigma from those. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
But we don't have time to read it right now and then talk about it. So we'll catch it next week. But wow, so right at the end.
Something to look forward to next
week. You finally
week.
Said something interesting. Great. I'm just kidding. I'm just
and on that
chat,
note, sorry. We'll end the show. Eventually we'll get to the Disney Wish discussion. If you want to know for yourself, go to dclfan.com. Captain Minnie is going to be emblazoned on the front of the Disney Wish. And I, for one, am so excited about that. Love Captain Minnie. Can't get enough of her. So look at it at DCL Fan, and we might eventually talk about it on an episode. We'll see. Thanks so much, Craig and Rhino and Jackie, for being on the show today. And thanks to you for spending a little time with us virtually today. We were glad to have you along for the ride. Again, if you have enjoyed the show, please give us a thumbs up. Consider subscribing to the channel and all the other Diz channels. We'd love to have you hopping in and checking out every single one of them. And of course, if you have any comments, suggestions, feedback of any kind, please let us know in the comments section below, and we'll be sure to get back to you. We hope that you have a great week. Thanks again for tuning in. Take good care, guys. Bye.